You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know that on this show, we love a good radio fight, but we love it even more when it's not between Choppy and I. Ooh, yeah. And it's in the armpit. Troy has found some new audio.
Yes, we have some audio from what happened last night in Houston. So where's my fight audio? Or at least my fight music. I'm an old school soul. Thank you. All right. So this
By the way, yeah. Real quick, Roy Jones is talking about how this Tyson fight may be a mistake. That he's like, okay, I realize I'm getting up 50, 60 pounds. And the promoter of this, so you don't get ripped off, Tolos, the promoter's like, I don't want them to really fight for a knockout. I just want them to go and have an exhibition, a sparring exhibition. So before you pay, wherever it is, whatever it costs, just know I saw the promoter say, I don't want this to be a real normal fight. And Roy Jones is like, maybe I made a mistake.
Two things. Yeah, breaking news, getting into the ring with Mike Tyson is always a bad idea. And two, I know it's supposed to be an exhibition. Tell that to Apollo Creed, because he thought it was an exhibition too. If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, whatever. Just put Glass Joe in there. I'd be happy. All right, so here we go. So Houston, they like to fight and yell at each other on the air as if they're, you know, on the East Coast. And we've experienced this before. There was a guy named Dave Meltzer who was on the radio down there. I think he does Mad Dog Radio now for XM. And like back in the day, he was yelling on the air about, you know,
Mike Meltzer.
Mike Meltzer. That's it. Yeah. He was yelling back in the day.
Why were those women ever reported if Ray Rice never plays in the NFL?
Did she report that?
Yes, she did.
It was on camera.
God,
it was on camera.
God, you make it unbearable to talk with you every day. It's crazy. Yes, it's unbearable, man. It's
unbearable.
Yes, like
it's unbearable.
Law school, man. Figure it out.
You're in law school, man. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Mike is like, at Radio Row, we know Meltzer. He's the one that was screaming.
Yeah, I think you have a clue of where you're going to trade him.
He is the calmest dude. Yes. He is probably the guy at Radio Row you would look at, kind of like Dawson, and you'd be like, that guy can't be on the radio. He's not going to yell, scream, shout. He's not going to show any personality. That's who that Meltzer dude was.
So now let's move on to what happened last night in the armpit. So we go to ESPN's 97.5 or ESPN 97.5. I don't know. No one really listens. Well, except for last night, because someone was listening to Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock.
The cowboy?
No. It's Creighton. It's in like the random school that shows up at the NCAA tournament with the GH Creighton.
Ah.
So Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock last night, they were arguing about, you know, James Harden and the possibility of maybe trading him away from the Rockets. Well, it turned ugly for them, but great for us.
Yeah, I think you have a clue of where you're going to trade him, who might be in the market, where you might be able to get something, not just, hey, let me throw this against the wall, see what sticks.
Okay.
I mean, you make fun of other people for doing that.
Really?
All right. You know what?
Go, no, do, you're having a temper tantrum on air, man. You're on live air right now.
You don't have to pay attention. It's cool. We'll just do it like you're not here. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Just let me know when you're done. Shut up crying and do the show. You're live on air.
We'll come back. Dude, you're live on air.
Shut up and do the show.
Really?
Yes. Shut up and do the show. You're live on air and you're crying.
So do the show. You're not doing the show.
No, you're the one telling me to leave. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. But just quit crying. You can talk about this during the break. Do the show.
Dang. And that other guy, he's like the calm person that infuriates you more. Like you want the other person to yell back, but the other person's just acting above it.
Yeah.
Right? Where they're like, you're on air, man. Don't you realize the red light is on?
Yeah. Come on.
What are you doing?
Compose yourself a little bit. But they did not. They did not compose themselves. I mean, we're supposed to be talking about James Harden here. Instead, late hits on ESPN 97.5 in Houston. No, they were not done.
Do the show. Just quit crying about it. Keep talk sports and quit crying for two straight segments.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yes, it's hilarious. Shut up crying and keeping this going on and just do the show.
I'm waiting for the punchline. It's supposed to be something.
Oh, good God, you're a child, man. Quit being petty and do the show. The radio, the show sounds horrible right now.
You're right, it does. And you're talking about being petty when you just checked out of a show for an entire segment.
No, I started doing the research you asked me to do during the last segment. No, you asked me.
I'm sitting here talking to you, and you're like, huh? What? You don't even have your microphone on.
I'm not going to sit here. It's already been two segments of horrible. If you want me to leave, I'll cut off the mic, and I'll leave. Just do the show. It sounds horrible.
Hey, I'll do the show. We're good.
Okay.
God. Dude, that's
dude, do the show. You're still crying. Do the show. I'll cut off the mic.
The show. You're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time.
Good God, man.
You know, go do whatever you're doing. Man. It doesn't matter.
Well, do the show. Quit being a bitch.
Whatever, I'm the one doing the show. You're the one checking out. Have a good day. See you.
Go on, dudes. Do the show, bitch.
Oh, bitch. Oh, okay. Now it's bitch. Yes, because you're acting like a little bitch. Oh, yeah. I see that. I remember calling you names because that's what grown-up, adult, non-petty people do. We call each other names now. That's how this works. Hey, Tyler.
What?
We'll come back. We'll get into the actual show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yo,
wow.
Okay, hang on. First off, are you bleeping out the B word that was dropped like five times?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then is that the awkward producer who has to hit the music to try to send him to commercial? There's also nothing more annoying. Like when you and I really get into it, there's nothing more annoying then like Troy hitting the cat fight thing, like you think you're having a serious fight.
Yeah.
Or Lucius the other day, they're going back and forth, and he starts playing like the Young and the Restless music, and it totally.
Yes.
I hate when producers do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it totally undercuts the people fighting. You know, it's like you're being called a baby basically. But that wasn't Young and the Restless music. That was like, let's try to awkwardly go. Troy, let's play the last half of that.
Okay.
You have more audio?
I have a little bit more, but here we'll play the last half.
Last half?
Well, not the half.
This is G-Bag of the Month. Lock it in. Guaranteed. Done.
That's dude, do the show. You're still thing. Crying. Do the show. I've already cut off
I'm
the mic.
Do the show. You're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time.
Good God, man.
You know, go do whatever bitch, they're doing. Man. It doesn't matter.
Well, do the show. Quit being a bitch.
Whatever, I'm the one doing the show. You're the one checking out. Have a good day. See you.
Go on, dudes. Do the show, bitch.
Oh, bitch. Yes, oh, okay. Now it's bitch. Yes, you're acting like a little bitch. Oh, yeah. I see that. Yes. I remember calling you names because that's what grown-up, adult, non-petty people do. We call each other names now. That's how this works. Hey, Tyler. Let's, we'll come back. We'll get into the actual show.
How do two grown adults let that go on at your job on radio? Like I don't think I've ever heard anything like that.
That's embarrassing.
What's the name of these guys, Troy? Real quick,
this
so I can look them up.
Late Hits with Patrick Creighton, not the Cowboys wideout from the past. No, Creighton with the GH and Jason Braddock.
Okay.
And here's the thing, Sean. You said to me right then and about Lucius, like, you know, I hate when producers do that and you hate us. Let me tell you about someone that you love here at the radio station. In fact, two people you love. That would be Dalton and Carter, our video coordinators, because here's the thing. It's very important to know what you're streaming on Twitch. As you can watch our show through Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch, because when this fight happened last night, they go to commercial break, which is what they should have done 3 minutes before. But they didn't turn off their Twitch.
Oh, no.
Yes. So there's a little bit of audio, not as much as the rest. But make sure you turn off your Twitch cam if you're still yelling at each other.
Come on, you acting like a little bitch on this shit, dude. That's the most embarrassing fucking radio I ever did. You act like a little bitch right there.
And you asked me for the
numbers. I started giving you the numbers. And I want to yell at you because you're acting like a bitch
today. And we're tonight? Live on air and you're acting like a
Well, you're acting like a
Jeez.
Thank God that's never happened on this show, the commercial breaks.
Surprise,
Holy
Arizona.
Crap.
I'll tell you and I, though, even when we fight, we don't care. We never carry. No. You and I have never carried it over to a break.
Never a break.
Never
a commercial break.
It
never
ends. It's like, it's like you fight with your brother, right? You and your brother fight. As soon as the fight's over, it's back to normal.
Yeah. But this is amazing. This does this beat the Meltzer with Troy first plate? And what about the fight at the Super Bowl? That was Houston, too.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember we were there and Houston started. John McClain was on the air sitting down.
Oh, with
the great
Boston.
John McClain, and there was a fight right next to us. No, Boston was walking over to record it, I think. Yeah, no, Boston was a separate fight. Boston followed each other. Stupid! It was, it was stupid!
That's stupid.
Yeah,
it's so stupid.
That was the fight where, like, some radio guy came over and, like, on air went up. Is it Seth Payne who's over there? Yeah. And, like, they confronted each other on air. Yeah. He's like, I don't know who you are, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. That was so good. Oh, that's awesome. Audio of the day. Go ahead.
They're not gonna have jobs today, right? Like that's, I have no idea. Like I don't know if we did that, Gavin Spittle would just if we were that childish on the radio, he probably wouldn't fire us. But
yeah, we've had a lot of childish moments. He would just make sure we were cool
like
with
a
each
lot.
Other.
Yeah, like a whole lot.
Shut up.
That's bad.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.